You're listening to Menders with clinical psychologist and leadership consultant, Dr. Nicola DePaul. Each week, get a dose of real-world inspiration from free-thinking leaders, top clinicians, healthcare innovators, and myself. Looking for quick fixes or standard management tools? Try someplace else. Motivated to maximize the resilience and diversity of your team, sustain your momentum as a leader, and transform your healthcare system? Welcome to Menders. Welcome back. Today we're going to be talking about how to collaboratively identify systemic supports, create transformative policies, and adapt the policies that you already have so that your employees feel supported. Now, that is kind of long-winded, so let me be really direct. What we are talking about here is moving from listening to action. And at some point, listening is not enough. And let me be the first to tell you, everything in leadership is founded on listening. And you have to move into action as a leader. Actions reflect your values. They reflect your organization's values. And when you're thinking about a healthcare system, they also need to be aligned with your employees' values. So everything that we're really talking about when it comes to action and creating systemic or organizational level supports comes down to having clarity about your employees' values, your own values, personal and professional, and your organization's values, and aligning those values with action or systemic change to increase safety, collaboration, communication, and well-being within your system. So I want to just share a story. I was working with a team and had worked with this team for a while. And this is a pretty big team. So this team had, I think, 12 different clinics that they were managing. And the team leaders knew that they were having a pretty significant cultural problem because they'd lost a lot of team members. We're talking 30 to 40% of their nurses over the last year or two before we started meeting. And they were really committed to creating transformation, changing the culture, creating psychological safety, figuring out what was going on within this team that so many people were quitting. So I got brought in, and after several meetings with the leadership team, we got to our first couple of meetings with the frontline staff, and the message was really clear. And I don't mean just subtly clear. I mean, people said this direct out loud, and what they said was, look, we are done talking. We are done being listened to. What we need now is change. Hey, Menders, if you're listening to this and you're a healthcare leader struggling to get a handle on the metrics that matter and you're motivated to improve employee engagement, workplace satisfaction, and overall well-being, listen up. Whether you have a tiny system or a large, complex department, there is a clear path you can take to go from burnout culture to cultural renewal. Go to mendinghealthsystems.com to check out my organizational well-being assessment. This mini course will walk you through an organizational self-evaluation that will help you identify your next steps to boost organizational well-being today. So pause this episode and head to mendinghealthsystems.com right now. And what they shared with us was that over the course of several years and a previous leadership team, they'd actually aired their grievances. And they said they'd even felt heard. And they'd felt like their concerns were being valued, on an initial emotional level, at least in the moment when they were sharing. But what was missing was their leadership's willingness to take systemic action in response to these concerns. And that is really what they needed and were demanding in this moment, and rightfully so. In that meeting, the leadership team I was working with was actually relatively new to managing the whole department. And so they were a little bit shocked by what employees were saying they needed and by how heard they had felt in the past and how inadequate the leadership response had been in terms of providing physical supports or policy level supports to address their concerns. So I share that to remind you that while listening is essential and powerful, it's also not enough. When we're thinking about creating systemic well-being and transformation within an organization, we really have to go above and beyond and create organizational level change. So when you've done your homework, you've done your listening, you've really started to understand what is the distress? What's the distress all about? What are the desires of my team? What do they need? What do they want? What are their hopes and dreams for the future? Then you have the opportunity to get really practical and to translate those desires, those distress areas into projects. And you can break it down and you can start to figure out, oh, these are things that we can work on. Maybe we can't take it on all at once, but if we start to focus on one thing at a time, we can make real progress. But I also want to validate for you, or maybe give you a warning. This is where things can get really tricky, because if you set out to create change and to understand what's happening with your people, but you don't have that highest level of leadership buy-in or full commitment to creating transformation, you may run into pretty significant roadblocks when you're trying to create change later on. So it's a risk when you start to listen to your people that you're going to hear things that you don't like, or you might hear things that your superiors don't like. And this is really tricky because we have to figure out a way to address and accept this feedback that is really difficult to hear, or we're going to alienate our employees. So you cannot just let very difficult feedback sit because it's going to fester. You have to figure out a way to address it effectively. And sometimes this is not pretty, and you might have to say something like, look, highest levels of leadership are not supporting these recommendations or requests. And I'm really, really sorry, because I think that they would be really beneficial for our organization. But it's not going to happen. So you may have to give really painful messages, which can feel like it's undermining your credibility, which might undermine your credibility, and which can undermine the change process. So I'm sharing that as a warning so that you know sometimes this is fraught and you have to be thinking about the end. And there's that common quote, you know, begin with the end in mind. And I think this is really applicable here. If you're going to be creating or approaching systemic change within healthcare, you need to be thinking about, what are the changes that we might need to make? Are we willing to go there? And of course, you're not going to know what your team, your organization really needs until you've listened. But you have to be willing to take a risk in listening, and you have to be willing to think about, are we willing to pay the price no matter what it is? And this brings us back again to having your leadership team completely on board. Can you start out by getting them so on board with caring for their employees and willing to take risks, do things that might seem crazy from that executive bird's eye view, but that are so critical and transformative and powerful for the lower level employees? So when you're thinking about this, I'm going to encourage you to think about, can we create an organizational response or amend, adapt our current policies so that they are more responsive and that they're consistent with some core values that promote organizational well-being and individual employees' well-being. So things that promote autonomy, employee flexibility, transparent communication between levels of leadership, transparent communication between leadership and frontline staff across disciplines, collaboration between clinics, disciplines, departments. And how can we be more aware of power sharing in these moments? So I want to share another story. So this is a story about a relatively small, maybe small to medium-sized clinic located in a rural setting. So this clinic was having a pretty significant crisis. They did not feel that they had safety. There was toxic relationships between different disciplines. This was a primary care setting where everyone needs to work together and be collaborative, and where they also had multiple disciplines on site because it was the only clinic in a pretty large geographical area. So even though it was relatively small, they were providing a relatively high level of complexity of care. And this clinic was not functioning well because of that lack of collaboration. So what happened was the leadership team for one of the disciplines who was represented in that clinic, and not the majority discipline, I have to say, they decided that this was untenable and they were going to do something about it. So what they did was actually really creative. And this was a team that I worked with quite a few years ago at the beginning of my coaching career. They decided to ask the other disciplines present, hey, what do you need from us? What do you need our team to do differently? So the team asking was a smaller team embedded within this larger primary care clinic. So arguably, they had much less power. And yet, their leadership decided that it was worthwhile to be really proactive in this moment. So they were willing to ask the question. Even though at the onset, they weren't really sure what kinds of recommendations would come out, what they would need to do to create transformation in this setting. But they had the foresight and the willingness to take a risk and to see if they could create change and transformation within the system. And by asking that question, they got really useful feedback. And I will say, a lot of it was scathing. Like, we are not happy with you, and here are all the reasons why you suck, essentially. So pretty painful information that came back to them. And probably not all totally accurate, but nevertheless, they asked the question, they got pretty painful feedback. But even so, it was still actionable. There was enough in there that they were able to look at that feedback and start to shift some of the policies or some of the ways of interacting with the other teams that this small team was engaging in or using. So it was very remarkable because as they started to shift their behaviors, they created a significant change in that clinic environment. And they actually paved the way for collaboration, power sharing, and much more creative practices than they had previously demonstrated. So it was powerful. It was not a fast process of transformation, but over time, the tiny leadership team was able to go through and address those concerns, and they actually helped improve the functioning and the relationship, not only between their team and, you know, the majority disciplines, but really the whole functioning and culture of that clinic was transformed, and people became much more willing to engage in open and transparent communication, at least at the leadership level, which trickled down over. So I wanted to share that story as well, because it can feel like you cannot overcome the roadblocks that you're experiencing, or like you don't have enough power in the system to create change. And maybe you do truly have less power than other parts of your system or organization. And you still have the capacity to create change and transformation. It might look different. You might need to come at change from a different perspective. It might feel really humbling. You might have the desire to be pretty defensive, and understandably so, in the moment. And yet, when we let go of those elements and we're simply able to ask the questions and then respond to what we hear, we can create powerful systemic transformation.
Thank you for listening to Menders. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with a friend. And don't forget to head on over to mendinghealthsystems.com to get started creating cultural transformation for your healthcare team today. Let's create transformation magic.